Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Multiple people in my family, including my father, are veterans.
Troops that have been to war and now they're back. And
think and be grateful for their service.
Sacrifice, love for their country, just unselfishness.
All that they do for us.
There are some people in this country who take extraordinary steps to provide for the freedom and security. We forget that those people exist.
We know them as the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. They call themselves soldiers, SEALs, Rangers, Airmen, Sailors, Devil Dogs, and so much more. We call them fathers, brothers, sons and husbands, mothers, daughters, sisters and wives. We call them friend and neighbor. These veterans answered the call. Now we answer theirs. They are the best our country has to offer. And we love them. Today, we honor them and we serve them. David Maulsby is your host, and he welcomes you to this community of veterans as together we are building the road to hope.
And we welcome you and glad to have you along on the road to hope on the KPRC. 950 in the AM dial in Houston, Texas. Glad to have you with us on a Sunday of spectacular weather in our area. I hope you're doing something outside other than this show this weekend, Ramon.
Oh, yeah. Plus, with the extra hour, this is like a free, this is this hour, free. It's a bonus.
It is free.
Doesn't cost us anything
and it's
today.
Fast.
Yeah.
Fastest hour. This show. It'll be our annual Veterans Day show. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I, the war to end all wars, supposedly. So apparently, well, never mind. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance. November 11 became a national holiday. Beginning in 1938, unlike Memorial Day, this according to the interwebs, Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to living veterans who served their country during war or peacetime. In 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. So it's the Veterans Day show. We have three veterans with us in the studio. I'm going to put the pressure on them today and let them do most of the talking. I'm going to be as quiet as I can and listen to some veterans talk on Veterans Day. Before we introduce those who are with us today, big, big thank you to those who sponsor this show and make it available for you to hear free, whether you're listening on KPRC on a Sunday or if you listen through the magic of the Al Gore-created internet and the use of podcast, wherever you get your podcast, just look for Road to Hope Radio. We like the iHeart Media app because we're in the iHeart studios, and they're a big reason why we are able to have this show. Also, our sponsors, Jimmy Changa's, Fresh Mex Fun all across the Houston area. Great way to spend your Veterans Day is get some queso and enjoy it. In fact, that works any day. Any day. Jimmy Changa's Fresh Mex Fun. And our great friends, Acori Diamond and Design. That's A-C-O-R-I. Down in Friendswood, 281-482-4755. Billy and Connie will take great, great care of you. Do business with people who share your values and that you can trust. You can buy some jewelry. Make sure you buy it from someone you trust. Acori Diamond and design. Oops, steam, because we make messes around our place. I don't know if y'all have ever had a mess in your house or not, but so just give oopssteam.com a call, 281-822-0561. All right, around the studio we shall go, starting with our resident Marine.
Yut.
Want to introduce yourself? I can, I mean, but you may could. Not like
you
how always,
you, just wanna,
you might not like how I just
switch it up this time. Or just gonna do
you look like an old man over there today.
I feel like an
you
old
looked,
man.
I mean, I know this radio you can't see.
I
but
feel like an
just,
old man.
Just picture like an old, arthritis. Cranky, grumpy.
It's true.
Old man.
That's what my kids had to look forward to.
That's Zachary Alexander today.
That's what my grandkids had to look forward to as a grandfather.
United States Marine, also Marine Corps birthday this weekend.
It sure is. Actually, it just was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Greatest holiday on earth.
Okay. So, says the Marine. We also have another Marine in the studio with us.
Juan. Semper Fi.
And you're from... I want to talk as little as possible. So when I... Juan. Okay. Hi, there's a few Juans out there, but anyway. Yeah. Marine from...
Originally from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Living right now in Arizona, Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And you had a lot of deployments.
Yeah, about 14, 16 if you count some other ones.
Okay. We'll let that just...
Yeah.
We'll just let that one go. A lot of deployments.
A lot of deployments,
a
yes.
A lot of deployments.
A lot. Missed a lot of my kids' lives.
Yeah. I'm wondering, we have one Army guy in here.
One,
us.
I'm
so
the token
two,
Army
two
guy.
Marines, one Army, and one dumb civilian.
Yeah. I'm the token Army guy, John Crossan. I hail from, I grew up in Dallas, and last home of record was Round Rock, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Oh, most definitely.
You're
without
not allowed
doubt,
to speak the
we're
rest.
Going all the way to the Super Bowl.
That mustache should give it away that he's a Cowboy fan.
Win one game. Oh, we're going all the way to the Super Bowl. One
one play. What are you talking
one
about?
One play. The first play. That
just so, you know, it's an equal opportunity to make people mad day. Reminds that about the Cowboys fans reminds me of Aggies fans.
Mm.
So, you know, they win one game that matters about every decade.
He's an Aggies fan,
and
too.
Man,
we're taking the SEC. What are you talking about?
What y'all
have they
don't
ever
know.
Been in the SEC championship game? Ever?
No.
What y'all don't know
they've
is...
Never been there. So
Dave,
they've never
David's
been there.
An Oklahoma fan. So he's so salty about A&M beating Oklahoma. He hadn't processed through it yet.
That happened about twice, maybe.
He's still processing through that. He doesn't...
No. In fact, I was at one of those when we lost.
Mm. Nothing else matters but the Southwest Conference Championship.
The Southwest Conference Championship? Okay.
We're talking my age now.
We're going back. I do think they did win one national championship. It was before I was born.
It was before I was born as well.
Just throwing
under,
that
under Paul Bear Bryant.
Yeah, whenever the greatest coach.
Okay, we'll
of all
move
time.
On from football talk after this little commercial break, and we'll talk Veterans Day and what this means when we come back with more of Road to Hope Radio.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
This past Friday was Juan's birthday.
No, it's this.
Oh, it's
Friday.
Juan.
Yeah.
This Wednesday. Oh, this past
birthday.
Yeah,
your personal birthday.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Your
he don't even
Corps
know his own birthday.
Well, he gets mixed up.
Some people are born again twice.
There you go. So get the Marine birthday and the Juan birthday.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So Juan is... What Juan. Birthday... How old are you now?
I'm 48 years old.
48.
Yes. And I have a daughter. She's my daughter-in-law, but took care of her since birth. Her birthday is November 11th. So Veterans Day.
Wow.
So she has...
Really?
She's very proud of it. She's very proud
sure.
of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she said she gets to see me dress. She got to see me dress up in my dress blues. And Daddy's getting her dressed for me. Every time I went to the Marine Corps birthday, I had a date with her most of the time. It was beautiful.
Very cool. Well, happy birthday to her.
Thank you.
All right, so Veterans Day. I will start real simple. Lots of free 99 meals and restaurants that'll do discounts or free meals. Anybody taking advantage of that this coming week?
Always.
Zach likes free food. I like
free
food.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Know where you're gonna. Never mind. Hopefully, I already have a list. But there is a long list.
I have a list of restaurants I'm gonna hit that day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna talk to the local or to anybody who can take me to some good Texas barbecue here.
You're right. All right, then. Just volunteer for the barbecue, and you'll have all the great Texas barbecue you want.
So this coming Friday and Saturday is the 10th annual barbecue cook-off supporting Camp Hope.
Nice.
And doing that at Waller County Fairgrounds. By the way, there is still time, and there is still space if you would like to show off your barbecue skills. We'll post a link on our Facebook page. Just look for Road to Hope Radio on Facebook. We'll click a link there. And I believe the entry fee is $2,500 for the cook team. Just remember, it's a fundraiser for the PTSD Foundation of America. There's going
to
be a lot of companies. There'll be some mom-and-pop companies. There'll be some Fortune 500 companies. There'll be some individuals. In fact, I think it was year two. Maybe it was the very first year. We had, you know, some big national companies that were out there doing cook-offs. And then there was just, I don't even know how they heard about it. It was just a man and his wife from Texarkana, maybe? I don't remember. It was somewhere East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was Texarkana. I think it was some small little town that I'd never heard of, and I had to ask now that I think about it. But it was the East Texas town. They came in, and all these people had RVs and, you know, big setups. They opened up from the back of their pickup truck, set out a little smoker, and won the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, and I did sample it. It was some pretty amazing brisket.
Well, I'm going to volunteer, and I'm going to hopefully get some meat sweats.
You walk away.
Oh, you'll get some meat sweats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll walk away at first. You might be rolled away, but
that's an accomplishment, too.
So Veterans Day, something you look forward to, something that's uncomfortable for you. What's your response? Do you look forward to the day? You not look forward to the day?
Veterans Day, as I was saying, is very important to me. Basically, so Bayanis was born that day, so you know, it is important. But it's bitter sorrow in my mind for several reasons. Some you remember who is not going to be celebrating, especially just because it happened just right prior to Thanksgiving, to Marine Corps birthday. You think, who is not going to eat cake? You know, who is not going to be able, you know, gave their life, and who's not able to be, you know, celebrate the birthday of the Marine Corps. But I celebrate it too, because, you know, it's probably the only time I get on social media with my wife, and I say not a big happy Veterans Day to guys, and you feel the response, and it's kind of good. It makes me feel good that I can. And the people change also. When you walk in a place, they give you the sincere thank you for your service.
John?
Yeah, I'm very similar to what Juan's experience is. It is a bittersweet time. It's right before the holiday period. And so there's a portion of that that's a remembrance of our fallen comrades that aren't going to get to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas at home with their families. And so there's a little bit of that, and that kind of hits the heart. But then there's also the, you know, I'm proud of my brothers and sisters to my left and right that opted to raise their right hand and support and defend our Constitution. And I still keep in very close contact with a number of soldiers that I served with. As a matter of fact, Juan and I yesterday ran over to Round Rock in Georgetown and visited my former command sergeant major and his wife that retired and live in Georgetown now. And you know, it's always a great brotherhood, and that's a camaraderie thing for me. Veterans Day I see as a camaraderie event where we can all pat each other on the back for a job well done, but there's always that remembrance piece to it as well.
Zachary?
I wouldn't say it's something I look forward to, but it is something that on Veterans Day, it reminds me of the potential that American, not just culture, but society can come to, because it's the one day a year where people put all their differences political-wise and whatever to the side to come together. And you think about all the wars that we've ever been into. That's how it works. At the beginning of the war, regardless of what's going on around us in our lives, our country comes together as one to support what it is that we're doing. So it just reminds me of the times that that happens, because it doesn't always happen. Because you have Veterans Day, you have 9/11, you have Independence Day. So for 1, 2, 3 days a year, our country comes together. I just wish it could be like that all the time.
Yeah, and I think, go ahead.
No, no, I'm just saying that's a very good perspective. I like it.
And the holidays, you mentioned that, you know, it's really kind of the beginning of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. We've got, obviously, Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, New Year's. It's always interesting to me. In the very early days, we were trying to figure out, you know, were there any fluctuations that we could determine on how many might be coming in at any particular time in the course of a year. And, of course, you know, in the first couple of years, it's all new, so you're just trying to figure it out at Camp Hope. But then over the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 years, it's been pretty clear.
Yeah.
That the holiday season is always a spike in our intakes.
Yep.
Every single year. Which to me is, you talk about bittersweet, because there, you know, we've had guys come in literally on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Like, how bad do things have to be in their life, the life of their family or whatever might be going on, that's the day. Mm-hmm. But the same is true for all these holidays. Veterans Day.
I think that's more courageous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I see those service members that say enough is enough. I want to get better. I want to have the rest of my life. I think that's even more courageous than raising their hands and landing on the yellow footprints of any, you know, basic training boot camp, to admit to it and come in into a safety network that are willing to help. You know, that's. I know some of the guys in the camp that came in Christmas, you know, during the holiday seasons, and they're doing very well.
Absolutely.
I applaud them for that.
Yeah, on our website, if you want more information on our programs, PTSDUSA.org, PTSDUSA.org. If you want more information, maybe, you know, this is the one time of year you think about actually doing something and supporting our vets. That's great. You can donate. You can donate online. It has our mailing address if you want to mail a check. All that information, PTSDUSA.org. If you're a veteran in crisis or know a veteran in crisis, 877-717-7833.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound.
Welcome back to Road to Hope Radio. It's the Veterans Day edition, and we are glad to have you along. After you hear the show live on KPRC 950, the AM dial in Houston, Texas, would you please take a moment? You can check out show becomes a podcast. It's a great way for you to share the road to hope. And you never know whose life it might intersect with and put them onto a better path. So it's free, costs you absolutely nothing, takes just a few seconds to hit share and send it out to all your friends, neighbors, enemies, doctors, dentists, lawyers, IRS agents that are, anyway. Road to Hope, just share it freely, liberally, everybody that you can. You might help somebody's life. Mm-hmm. Talking about Veterans Day and the holidays, we're entering that season. Things that are coming up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Holidays can be a tough time. Deployed? Any of you guys deployed over the holidays? I'm sure many deployments.
I did. I did several. Some were leaving in mm-hmm. the beginning of the holiday season and knowing that I'm not going to come back till like my daughter's birthdays. So I miss, you know, leaving November 9th and coming back in June. So I missed everything. And it hurts. It hurts because sometimes I couldn't even call to do a happy birthday or a Merry Christmas. Did you get my letter? You know, I was in a place that I couldn't mm-hmm. do anything for it. You know, just sit and wallow in it.
Yes. So many things that we take for granted. And we've been talking about that around campus a little bit, just get out of that mindset of constantly being negative and fault-finding and criticizing and pay attention to what's around you. There's something to be thankful for, someone to be thankful for, and trying to share some of that as we approach the Thanksgiving season. But the holidays, tough times, deployments, and then we come to a day like this, Veterans Day, and you mentioned kind of the bittersweetness of it. Yes, you celebrate those that you serve, deployed with. You also recognize there are some people that are not here for this Veterans Day, some that we lost while serving, some that we lost after coming home. I look back every year in weeks like this and just remember some that we've lost and just could not quite overcome the addiction or whatever happened to be going on in their life. But we're talking about Veterans Day, holidays, guys coming in, those numbers going up. Those can be very, very difficult times. You just mentioned being deployed and kind of wallowing in it. It's something understandable, I think. Uh-huh. Then there's also the family side to that. You're not home for these holidays. There's an empty chair at the table. Tough time for you last year, right?
Yeah, it was this time of the year is always a tough time. It has been for a number of years, but there are triggering events. There are anniversaries of friends who were killed in action that come up in the fall, and this past year really there were a number of events that took place, being laid off from a job due to COVID. My wife filed for divorce right before Thanksgiving, and things really, really started to spiral out of control. The thought process of remembering those that have lost their lives and not going to be home for the holidays really took a toll on me, and things really culminated after Christmas with a big fight in my house with my now ex-wife that resulted in a shotgun in my hands, pointed to my head. And her with 911 on her phone so that there was some type of intervention. The intervention was taking her out of the situation and left me there to further stew and kind of wallow in that deep depression that I'd found myself in. And that went on for about five more weeks before the Williamson County Sheriff's Department picked me up and incarcerated me for about 90 days. And that's where I heard about Camp Hope. And once I got incarcerated, it was, I can't continue. My thought process changed. I can't continue down this path. Jail's not where I need to be. Death's not where I need to be. I know there's a bigger calling for me. And it was one of those aha moments at about day three or four in the lockup for a quarantine when you've got all types of folks strung out on drugs and drunk and everything else, living in the cell, and they're up all night banging on chairs and screaming and hollering. And I knew that wasn't where I was supposed to be. And some real close college friends of mine reached out to my mother and put her in touch with some folks who eventually led her to Camp Hope. And I made the decision to come here. I'm not court ordered here or anything like that. I made the decision to come here based on a couple of things. Number one, it's going to deal with PTSD directly and not just a typical program of AA or NA. It was really going to be focused on my PTSD. And secondly, it's a faith-based program, and I really enjoy that aspect of what's offered here at Camp Hope, and then the licensed professional counseling that we get as well from our friends up at the Refuge Trauma Center in Conroe. So it's really an entire package that led me here. But getting out of that depressive state was probably a 4 or 5 month period of time that was very dark, and I couldn't see the end of that tunnel. And I know there are so many others out there that have exactly that same – they get into that same pattern. And you really just – it's hard to explain it to someone that hasn't gone through it, but you really – you can't see light at the end of the tunnel. All you can see is you're in a dark hole and you just can't get out. And really at that point, the only thing you can think of is I might as well just end all of this. I don't see any hope at that point.
I want to back up for just a second. I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but you talked about that night and got pretty rough, obviously. You said you had a shotgun and your wife called 911?
Yeah, in the heat of the argument.
So my question is, law enforcement obviously came out.
Yes.
Removed her from the house.
Yes.
But left you there with the gun?
Left me there with a house full of weapons.
I would like to have an outreach to that sheriff's department.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no crisis response team, no crisis intervention team tried to show up and talk to me. They tried to call me, I think, on the phone and email me, but no one physically came and tried to intervene in the situation.
Wow. So I guess just a reminder that not all law enforcement agencies have kind of caught up with the times, because we work really, really hard with the law enforcement here in our area, Fort Bend, yeah. Harris County, Houston County. Police Department, Montgomery County. We've got really good rapport with them.
Yeah,
man, that's not how any of them would handle that
at all.
I can't imagine that. So they leave.
They left me there. I was holding my shotgun in my hand still when.
That's unbelievable.
You got
to
be kidding.
That's
me.
Just. I mean, that's. I don't even know what to say about that.
He related the story to me. I was like, no. Did they leave? It's like, did they take the weapons? Like, no. Everything was left.
Were you drinking? Or
no, I was stone cold sober. And I'm lucky in that aspect that I don't have drinking and substance abuse issues. I just have really bad anger and rage issues, and I was in that moment at that time.
But then again, she called 911, so they might have sent a regular unit rather than the CERT team, but still, could see.
While you were there, wouldn't you call the CERT team?
I most certainly would have if I was a police officer showing up to a scene like that. Did they know you were a veteran, a combat vet?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
So you're standing there with a shotgun to your head, and they just walk away. I just, on any planet,
that
I don't
doesn't make any
that.
Sense, regardless of the situation or who shows up.
I'm very fortunate to be sitting here with you today.
Oh, absolutely.
I can promise you
absolutely
this.
You
that's
are.
Probably not the first or last or only time a situation like that has happened and been handled like that.
That is a true statement, Zach. I won't go into all the details here.
Well,
on the radio, but there are a lot of issues.
You don't have to, but that's
there's a lot of issues there.
A lot of people know about Camp Hope and the residential program, as far as the 6 to 8 month residential recovery program, but not a lot of people know that we have an outreach team, and that's why that outreach team is such a vital aspect of what we do, is because it is our job to go and infiltrate, but build relationships, build rapport with the police stations, with the crisis intervention teams, so that stuff like that doesn't happen. Because we are on call with the CERT team. With the Montgomery County, Harris County, Fort Bend County, I actually met a guy, he works with DPS, he's a state trooper, he's in charge of their CERT team, which is in charge of over 34,000 people as far as your population, and he asked me, can we call you for combat vets? I said, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll pick back up on that after this quick break, and we'll talk more on Road to Hope Radio. That just...
It, yeah.
I've dealt with some bad situations. That hurts
my brain. That hurts my brain.
That one takes it to another level. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. Where, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Veterans Day edition of Road to Hope Radio. Glad to have you with us. Got a couple of Marines in here with us. This is Zachary Alexander. Juan, who's celebrating his 48th birthday.
Woo.
Which is so cool, man. Honestly, it's just cool.
Thank you.
Every time guys that are on social media at Camp Hope or after they leave, every time I see one of their birthdays pop up, it's one of those, man, that makes me smile. Because so many of them had been suicidal at some point or had attempted suicide at some point in some way, you know, tried to overdose or whatever it happened to be. And just see, man, they made it to another birthday. How awesome is that?
Semper, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You can't get that on Amazon.
No, you can't.
Speaking of Amazon, if you use Amazon, switch over to Amazon Smile. It doesn't change anything except you get to direct a portion of the profits. Now, if you switch to Amazon Smile, shopping experience, everything's the exact same. But go to Amazon Smile, just select PTSD Foundation of America as your charity of choice, and everything you buy, a percentage of the profits will be directed to the PTSD Foundation of America, saving lives and providing a place like Camp Hope that is giving you guys an opportunity to completely, radically change the trajectory of your lives. And we are able to do that free because people find a way to support. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's, you know, people doing a barbecue or a chili cook-off or whatever it may happen to be. But they find a way to show our veterans some support. So this is our last segment. We just got a few minutes, but let's just talk. It's Veterans Day week. You guys are spending it at a place where you're surrounded by fellow veterans. It'll be a different Veterans Day for you guys than what you've experienced in the past.
So yeah, I look forward to it because In Arizona, in Tucson, it was everybody saved into their own. So Veterans Day is just a day to go probably get another discount at a hardware store, probably get an extra French fries, but then go home and eat it alone because wife is working. You're off, I'm off, but the wife is working and the kids are out of the house. Spending it this coming up day, I'm going to spend it with, one, whole bunch of jarheads, and two, other service members that have become brothers. I mean, sharing our stories. I just did my step four. The camaraderie is there, and it's...
So let me ask you. You mentioned camaraderie. Let me ask you, either any of you can respond to this. The camaraderie, I hear that all the time. Guys coming into Camp Hope, sometimes it's the first time they felt safe since they lost their fob or whatever it may happen to be. But the bond that you build while you're at Camp Hope, because it is more, you're not being shot at, so there's that. But there's, and you guys are opening up, I don't know your step fours, and I don't want to talk about your step four today for this. But there are plenty that include an awful lot of childhood trauma, abuse, sexual abuse, drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys start telling those stories, you talk about making yourself vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
So the bond, I mean, I don't know what you compare it to.
There is nothing to compare it to. I can't think of words to try to compare it. I love my brother. My brother was in town last weekend to see me, and and his wife, and I've got a very, very strong, great relationship with my brother, and he'd do anything for me, and I would do likewise. But there is a much different brotherhood that's developed with combat veterans. I don't know anybody here. When I came to Camp Hope, I know no one. And I only through being here together and living together have I learned who all these gentlemen are, and experiencing that vulnerability you talked about. But there's an unspoken word between all of us, I mm-hmm. guess is the right way to say it. And I said this in a class a couple of weeks ago. I didn't know Juan before I got here, and Juan didn't know me. But both of us are willing to take a bullet for each other at any point in any time. And if Juan was to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, John, I need help, I'm dropping everything I've got, and I'm going to Juan immediately to help him. And that's
likewise.
Just
likewise.
There's a bond, and I don't know any other way to express it other than there's just a very tight bond between all of us.
Exactly. And it happens in Camp Hope. The guys in combat, my guys in combat, you know, and we share that when we go to Camp Hope. Everybody has to be combat veteran or combat proven, but coming in and sharing and starting very slow, and all of a sudden it's like, man, and you wake up, it's like, I can't wait to talk to Zach. Or Zach wake up with a cup of coffee and marching with his combat boots. Like, dude, you don't have to live that way anymore. we got PT together, or, you know, it forms just a closeness that I haven't seen since I was a boot in the Corps.
Zach, you can speak it from a bit different, because your time as a resident Camp Hope was several years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But and you even, you're one of the few that are still around that were a part of groups before we had Camp Hope.
Yeah.
And I think back to even some of those original groups, and it's still true in the groups that happen today in person across the state and across the country. The power of that bond, even the guys that were just coming into group, any guys that I was part of that, you know, in the very early days, because we didn't have anybody else, that's powerful. And the bond, the relationship continues today, even from just being in those groups.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my best friend in the world today, I've met a lot of people, I've made a lot of close relationships, a lot of friends. But the man who I mean, he's my older brother is what I consider him. I met him through Camp Hope, right? There's something special about not just shared combat experience, but you got to understand a lot of us share the same stories.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us share the same struggles. A lot of us share the same life after combat. Most of us share a lot of the same struggles before combat. The experiences that we had that are encompassed in being who we are today, we share that with a lot of guys at Camp Hope. And when you find yourself coming together, not just to make it through a combat zone, but to make it through life, to make it through the struggles and the negativity of life in general, there's something very powerful about that, because we're all coming in broken and we're all coming in trying to fix ourselves and put ourselves back together at the same time. And when you build a relationship like that, there's nothing more powerful than that. And like he was talking about earlier, it's a faith-based organization. It's that powerful of the love of Christ and the love of our fellow brothers. And there is nothing more powerful than that when it comes to recovery.
So for more information, again, the website's ptsdusa.org. Crisis line answered by a combat vet, 877-717-7873. We would love to help you, and may or may not include something like Camp Hope, but we'll find a way to help you. We got 20 seconds. Somebody, Gunny, you want to do it? It's Veterans Day.
Uh-huh.
Say something to your fellow veterans that are listening right now.
Hey, guys, if you need help, if you want a place so you can call home temporary, if you want friends, the same camaraderie that you had in that fighting hole, come to Camp Hope. Have the courage to do it. You had the courage when you stood up and raise your right hand and swore your oath. Do it if you really want to get better for the rest of this is for the rest of your life.
And with that, we'll say thanks for listening, and to everyone listening, all of our veterans listening, we do wish you a very wonderful, meaningful Veterans Day this week. and share the story. You never know whose life it might impact. Look forward to being with you again next week for more of Road to Hope Radio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.